Yes.
She's dead.
Did we...
Natural causes, in her sleep.
Who knows about this?
Anyone who read her obituary in the Times.
What?
She was the last surviving member of the unit. They used her death to run a feel-good story about our valiant, unsung heroes.
No mention of...
No, or rather nostalgic and usefully vague. It's highly unlikely that everyone will pick up on it.
Unless they're looking.
Indeed. I'll put someone onto it.
I'm putting you onto it.
Yes, ma'am.
Damn you, Rose.
Legacy, Episode 1, by Louise Ironside.
Vera Lynn, Doris Dave. Ha! Got it!
You're joking.
Here.
Okay. You're supposed to be holding up a suitcase full of banknotes. You're actually holding up a Frank Sinatra record.
The treasure hunts always started with a recording. Hidden in a Frank Sinatra sleeve. Found it.
No. No way. Gran wouldn't make us hunt for our inheritance.
Why not? That's what we ever did with her when we were kids.
Give it here. Is there something to play it on?
There's an old turntable over there. That's what gave me the idea.
Ridiculous.
I think it's sweet. It's like she wants to remind us of all the times we had together.
Yeah, when she remembered to leave a forwarding address. Everyone sitting comfortably, then I'll begin.
Harry. Juliet. Jules. If you're listening to this, I'm gone. I know we weren't always close. I can't apologize for that.
Oh, go on, Rosie, give it a shot.
But I remember the summers we spent together with great affection. Use what you learned then to help you now. It's important. Your memories are the key. Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
What? That's it? One clue.
Bon voyage. The sea captain's trunk. Easy.
The what?
Oh, we used to play in it. Don't you remember anything from when we were kids?
No, I don't. Reckon I blanked it.
Anything?
No, ma'am. But we've traced her last address.
Rio?
Harrison Street, North One.
Under our noses all the time.
For the last 6 months, anyway.
Have we sent someone round?
It's delicate. Her grandchildren are on the premises.
Oh, Harry and Juliet.
Yes.
Are they aware?
It seems unlikely.
But not impossible.
Yes, ma'am.
It's in the eaves. I saw it earlier.
So don't have time for this. I've got a date tonight.
Trunk should be on your left.
Ow!
Your other left.
Got it. Just need to get all this junk off the top.
So, who's the unlucky girl?
Your mate Anna.
Finally worn her down, have you?
Happened to mention that I was in line for a little inheritance. Next thing, she's asking me round to hers for dinner.
Have you no shame?
Oh, I can't help it if she's a gold digger. Though, if I'd known that Rose Peganet was a one-way ticket into your mate's pants, I'd have bumped off the old bird years ago.
Harry!
Joke. Okay, the lid's locked.
If it's a combination lock, the code was always the same. Mum's birthday.
Oh,
14th of March, 1960!
Yeah, I know. No, it's not a combination. We need a key.
The milk tin. I saw it somewhere earlier.
What?
Whenever we needed a key for a hunt, it was always rattling around in some old tin. Have you tried that milk tin on the side?
Okay, let's see. I don't know how you remember all this stuff. Yes, Got it.
I used to love those treasure hunts.
And I used to love turkey twizzlers. Funnily enough, I grew out of them.
No, you didn't.
OK, it's open. Show me the money. A map. And a briefcase. A big surprise, it's locked. And no more keys in the tin.
This is fantastic. A proper hunt. Where do we have to go?
Hang on. Let's see if I remember how to read these things. Too easy. Change alley in the city.
There's a bank there. Rose used to talk about the security vaults. Maybe she had one.
Goldacres.
How do you remember that?
I didn't. It's embossed on the briefcase. Let's go.
That'll be the executor. We'll have to wait until he's done.
By which time this bank place will be closed for the night. Look, I'll go myself.
Oh, come on, Harry.
Do you want this money or not?
Well, it might not be money. Rose might have been saving something. From Mum and Dad?
Jewels.
Okay. It's probably just cash.
Hey, we don't need anything else. We're not doing so bad, are we? You and me. Me and you. The two musketeers.
Shut up.
I'll leave you to it.
Hello. I'm Mr. Coyle from Hagen, Hagen and Leary.
Good for you. Must run.
You've forgotten the map.
Don't need it.
You're the executor, right?
Yes. I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thanks.
So this was your grandmother's place?
Just for the last 6 months or so. She moved around a lot.
Of course.
Why'd you say that?
Pardon?
You said of course. Like it's the most normal thing in the world for a woman in her late 80s to move house every year.
I'm sorry, I was just being polite.
Never had to do this before. I was too young when my parents died.
It's very simple. We take a look through your grandmother's things, establish a rough evaluation and arrange for the items to be sold. The proceeds are then credited to her estate. You don't need to be here.
But why wouldn't I be?
Well, some people find the process upsetting.
It's okay. I wasn't that close to Rose, my grandmother.
I understood she was your guardian.
We were sent to boarding school after my parents' accident. We really only saw Rose in the holidays, sometimes not even then. I think it was difficult for her, having us around, a reminder. Sorry, not your problem. I'll leave you to it. I'm sorting through things in the attic, if you need me.
Thank you.
Bang in the middle of Change Alley. Too easy, Rosie. Too easy.
Goldacres of London, may I inquire as to your business, sir?
I've come to rob the gaff, ain't I? Joke? Come on.
Goldacres of London, may I inquire as to your business, sir?
I think I'm supposed to collect something from one of your security vaults. I've got one of your briefcases here.
Please present the case to the camera.
Camera?
Beneath the crest of arms.
Oh! Hello! One case.
Thank you, sir. And your passcode?
Passcode. Oh, wait. 14360?
One moment.
Good afternoon, sir. Please come in.
Wow! Is that ceiling made of gold?
I take it you know your way, sir.
Actually, it's been a while. Could you remind me?
Vault number 722. Elevator at the rear of the hall. The lift attendant will direct you.
Lift attendant, eh? I could get used to this.
Yes, Whitehall 257. We've got a code 4.
Rose, didn't you keep anything?
Hello?
Oh.
Sorry. Didn't mean to startle you.
You didn't?
Bit of an Aladdin's cave up here. Well, I'll get started, shall I?
Sorry, but these things aren't for sale.
It's my job to raise as much money as possible from your grandmother's effects. I need to go through everything, make sure I'm not missing anything of value.
Yeah? Well, so do I. Look, I know nothing about my parents, nothing. And precious little about my grandmother, either. And now she's gone too, and all I have left is Harry and this junk. You'll forgive me if I'm a little bit possessive of it.
Absolutely, but it won't do any harm to have a look around.
No, please! I'd like you to go. You can come back when my brother's here.
I'm afraid that the longer it takes to tie these things up, the greater the expense to the estate.
I'll call to arrange a more convenient time.
My card. The mobile's best. A little advice. Forget this stuff. If you want information about your parents, look to yourself, your brother.
Oh?
Everything you need to know is in the DNA.
But wait! Did you know them? My mum and dad?
No.
But you must have known Rose. You're her executor.
I only know what I read in the obituary. I was appointed by your grandmother's lawyer.
Hang on. What obituary?
In the Times.
What?
Sorry, I assumed you...
Why would my grandmother have an obituary? She was practically a recluse.
Call me. Sorry, again, for your loss.
The Times. Oh. Yeah, me.
Italian or Thai?
Sorry?
It's Anna. What does Harry like? Because I can do a red curry. If I can get away with spag ball.
Anna, can you get online?
Yeah, I've got the recipes on my laptop.
Can you Google my gran's name?
Why?
Yes?
Bad news. We suspect Rose Grey's death has been noted.
I see.
We've got a code 4. Someone's found their way in.
How far?
Too far. They seem to have insider knowledge.
Stay calm. Low level for now, hmm?
Mom.
Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Oh, phone. Harry? Where are you? I've been trying to call you. The Times ran an obituary on Rose.
You were right. She had a vault.
Harry, listen to me. She was part of some secret group during the war. How mad is that? Look, I'm on my way to an internet cafe to check it out.
There's a door made of metal and some keycard that's got me in. There's this crazy tunnel system, like a maze.
What do you mean?
It's only just the start of it. I'm going in.
Harry? Look, the line's bad. I can't hear you. Meet me back at Rose's house, okay? The death of 90-year-old Rose Grey, the last surviving member of Unit Zero, signals the end of an elusive period in British military history. I don't believe this. Unit Zero, World War II.
Excuse me, there's customers waiting to use this machine.
I paid for half an hour. When that's up, they're welcome.
Sure. It'll take all day.
6,000 results.
Welcome to strangeandtrue.net. You have searched for Unit Zero.
Oh, get on with it.
Unit Zero comprised a group of military engineers who worked in special operations on the British home front. Unit Zero finds itself in our conspiracy annals because it was allegedly responsible for creating a vast and secret operations center somewhere beneath London Square Mile. The facility is believed to be linked by miles of tunnels running deep below the city.
Tunnels?
The underground network allegedly spans from the heart of the city.
No way!
Extending north and westwards to war.
No! No, come on!
Sorry, time's up.
Here, I'll have another half hour.
Sorry, but you'll have to wait. There's a queuing system here.
My grandmother. That was about my grandmother.
That's nice for you.
Yeah. Forget it. I'll go somewhere else. Just forget it.
Sir. This station's free now.
Thank you.
Can I get you a coffee?
Of course.
Come on. Come on.
What are you doing here?
I need to speak to Harry.
Funny that, so do I.
What? He's not here. I just assumed when he didn't come back to Rose's.
Yeah, well, you assumed wrong. He called off. It's just about the most stupid excuse I ever heard.
What did he say?
Some rubbish about being lost in a tunnel. I mean, a tunnel. There's only one way in and one way out, right? It's not like trying to find your way around Milton Keynes.
Let me hear it. The message.
It was on the landline. I deleted it. I sent him a text back telling him to shift it before the dinner went cold, but nothing. Look. Nada.
Give me the phone.
Hey.
I need to make a call.
Inquiries, how can I help?
Yes. I need the number for Goldacres Bank, Change Alley, London.
One moment.
Hello? What's wrong with your phone?
I need to keep the line clear. Please, Anna, just shut up, okay?
You know, just because you've suddenly got some granny who was something secret in the war, it doesn't give you the right to storm into people's flats and seize their phones and make them Google things.
The number is...
No, just put me straight through.
Oh, okay. Ringing for you.
Goldacres of London is now closed for the weekend. Please call again on Monday.
Oh, no! If Harry phones, texts, anything, you call me, okay?
You can sing for it. You both can.
You stuck the kettle on, Constable. I'm gasping here.
No problem, Sarge.
Excuse me.
All right. Where were we?
The last time I saw my brother was this afternoon when he left for the bank. Goldacres of London.
So he's been missing for 6 hours?
Yes, but he left a message saying he was lost in a tunnel. There are tunnels under that bank, secret ones. I read about them on a conspiracy theory website.
Oh, yes.
And Harry's down there. He told me he'd found a key and that he was going in. And now the bank is closed for the weekend. I thought you could get in touch with someone. Let him out?
Of the secret tunnels.
Exactly.
If he's not shown by the middle of next week, we'll look at logging him.
But the wet...
Show the young lady out, will you, Constable?
Come on, love.
No, listen, it's really it's dangerous right. down there. I'm really worried about him. He's down there and he's trapped.
You get back home. And steer clear of that internet, yeah? It messes with your mind.
No, you don't understand. No! No, no!
Jules, are you okay?
Mr. Coyle, what are you doing here?
I live nearby, I was taking a walk.
At 10 o'clock at night? Who does that?
I needed to see you.
What?
I'm not from the executors.
Who?
It doesn't matter.
It does to me. Who the hell are you? Stay back! Police!
Shh.
Police!
Just shut up, okay? They can't help you, but I can. I know your brother is down there.
How?
I was in the internet cafe. I checked your history. I know that you know what's down there.
You've been following me.
How did Harry know where the entrance was?
I don't know.
How?
The map. Rose's map.
That was what you were trying to protect in the attic.
What? Protect? No, I didn't know about any of this. I just thought it was another one of Rose's treasure hunts. That's what we did with her during the school holidays. Puzzles, treasure hunts.
I need to see that map.
I don't have it.
You want your brother out of there. You have to trust me, because no one else can help you. The map?
Here.
It's just pictures.
It's what Rose always did. They're pictographs. Each one represents a street name. We used to have to work out the streets, then find our way to the pictograph that held a second drawing of a key. That was the location of the treasure.
So simple.
What do you expect? We were just kids.
There's more than one key.
What?
Your brother went to the bank because there was a key in the drawing.
Yeah?
There are other keys. Here, look. And here. Why didn't he see them?
I don't know. He wouldn't be looking for them. What do they mean?
There must be other entrances. Come on.
What? Where are we going?
To find your brother.
Sun Street, southwest corner.
Come on, move.
I don't get it. Why would she do this? Send him down there.
She wanted to know who she was. Maybe this is her way of telling you. Here. Should be here.
God, it's a calf.
Must have been built over. Where's the next one?
This is crazy.
Where? The map.
It's a fish. Friday Street.
Quicker by foot.
What about the real executor? What happened to him? You had all his paperwork.
We have our ways. It doesn't matter.
No, this isn't right. I've got to tell someone. The authorities.
I am the authorities.
You're from the government?
Yes.
So why don't you know the entrances? Why do you need my simple map?
Because years ago, your grandmother and her friends destroyed all the official records. Even if we could find all the entrances, we couldn't use them. Because just for good measure, Rose Grey also reset all the access codes. And the one entrance we know about is secure. Well, it was.
Why would anyone do that? It's just a bunker.
This might be difficult to take in. The bunker contains what we refer to in the services as a scorched earth weapon system.
I don't...
It's a suicide system. 10,000 tons of high explosives. If the Allies had lost the war and Hitler made it to London, all he'd have inherited is rubble.
No.
And it's still live. For years, no one has been able to penetrate the inner tunnels to completely disable it, thanks to your grandmother.
But surely...
It's stable for now, but if anyone attempts to try...
My brother is down there.
And does he know the right codes? I suspect not. So let's get moving to that next entrance, shall we? We might just reach him before he goes too far.
I don't believe you. One woman, she couldn't do that. And even if she had, someone would have found her.
Why do you think she was always on the move? They only got close once. In Bruges.
That's where my parents...
They were visiting Rose. They decided to take you and your brother to the beach.
No.
There was a chase. The car your family was travelling in went off the road.
That's not true. You're lying. Get away from me.
Jules.
Get away. Taxi.
Give me the map.
Leave me alone. Go. Just go.
I need the map.
He's lying. He's lying.
I don't know, sweetheart. Where to?
I don't know. I don't know. He called Anna. Why didn't he call me?
He'll be telling you he's got no reception on his phone next.
That's it. Harrison Street, please. Quickly.
Work. Please work.
Landline. Where's your bloody phone, Rose? Thank you.
You have 3 new messages.
Oh, God.
First message received today at 4:32 p.m. Code 4. System breached.
What?
Second message received today at 6:55 p.m. Code 5. London activated. Third message received today.
Shut up and play it!
Jules. Jules, okay. I'm a bit lost down here. My mobile's not working very well. This place is deep. It just keeps on going down. I'll keep trying to call you when I can. Jules, I found a lift. If someone's coming to find me, tell them I'm keeping going, because once you leave a bit of this place, you can't get back. There's some kind of auto-locking system on the doors.
Harry!
Oh!
Harry!
Jules, you've got to get me out of here. Please, Jules, please!
Oh, no! No!
final message.
In Legacy, Jules was played by Jenny Hulls, Harry Samuel Jameson, Anna Kim Gerard, Rose Joanna Tope, Armitage Nick Underwood, Coyle Robin Lane. Legacy was written by Louise Ironside and devised and directed by David Ian Neville.